music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back, folks. This is hour number two of our weekly excursion here on RBN, and Paul is with us. Paul Tepetti, Poker Face, the big Freedom Palooza 2016 event coming up. And we have, I think, John from Arkansas still on the line. John, bemoaning the fact that you're trying to mount this campaign again in the 2nd Congressional District of Arkansas. And what's the latest now? You have no support from any of the powers that be, huh? Or the people.
Oh, okay. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Hey, you know, I just want to say that I've been listening to Poker Face for a long time. Even when I was out there on the streets and didn't have no roof over my head or, you know, a house or radio or internet. But, you know, good. You know me, Rick, I always find a way. Let me update you on what's going on here. Okay. United States scumbag Congresswoman Trench Hill. He has taken some PAC money from Steve Womack in Fort Smith. Now, Steve Womack back in 2014 made a contribution. And guess where this PAC money came from?
I don't know. Where? I wonder.
It came from Whirlpool Political PAC Fund.
Hmm.
Now, Steve Womack, okay, for everybody that knows about what's going on in Fort Smith, Whirlpool closed down a plant and come out. We moving to Mexico. Well, okay, that's good. Don't do a hit on the way out and don't come back.
Yes.
But check this. They made a donation to Congressman Steve Womack, who in turn made a donation to French Hill back in 2014. So there you have it. So you got a scumbag congressman taking money from another scumbag from a company that did a lot of environmental damage and left the people of Fort Smith with the bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aaron Brockovich. I'm sorry.
I said, don't they always?
Yes,
do that.
But Aaron Brockovich had to come here to help the people of Fort Smith get some kind of compensation because the governor wasn't going to do anything, Mike Scumbag Beattie at the time, and the new governor, Asa Hutchinson, isn't going to do anything. But there's an interview of Steve Womack talking on TV about, oh, I'm sorry to see Whirlpool go, but I wonder do the people of Fort Smith know that he took PAC money from Whirlpool.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
see, and check this out, Rick, you know they're going to bar me from the debate that's coming up in the fall, as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, one more thing, Rick. I would like to be booked in the near future when you can find a schedule for me.
All right, we'll give you a little section here. Now, it's Neely for Congress, is it, 2016? Is that the same Facebook page you use?
Yes. But check this out, people. Did you know that Israel had nothing but contempt for us? And Rick, you know, I'm strong against Israel, and I was like that when I was in the streets before I got a roof over my head.
Right.
But now, here's what I found out. I went to the Times of Israel's Facebook page, and they are talking nothing but trash about the United States. We give them billions of dollars in aid, and all they want to do is talk bad about their big daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't that the way? Yeah, we know that. We know that, our friend here. You know what? We got to move along, though, and I just wanted to give you enough time, John, to promote what you're trying to do, and you've been a good soldier on the streets.
Thanks for the support, man.
We appreciate that. Yeah. We appreciate all you've done, John. Neely 4, number 4, N-E-E-L-E-Y, is it, or L-Y? Neely for Congress, 2016. All right. Thank you. Thanks, John. We got to run. Let's take Barb now in Florida, And Barb, you are the last caller with Paul Tepetti. Come on up now.
Okay. Thanks, gentlemen. As a follow-up to the previous caller, a nice man sent me this little folder or a little brochure. I had a letter to the editor in the paper, and it was about what happened in our legislature. They passed a bill that if there's any boycotting of Israel by Florida firms, that they will not get any state or local contracts. They're not to get any business. Right. And I think that it applies to companies with so many employees. But still, it's a foot in the door. And anyway, he sent me this booklet, and it's entitled Lest We Forget, the U.S.-Israel Relationship. And the organization is the Americans for Middle East Understanding,
mm-hmm.
put out in 2015.
Yeah.
And the website AMEU.org. And what I love about it is it has a whole chronology starting back in 1949 with everything that has happened there in Palestine to the Palestinian people. You know, includes the June 8th, which just passed, bombing of the USS Liberty. But it goes into everything that has happened all through the years. You know, and people here are so uninformed that they need a book like this, and it's only a dollar, shipping included. So it behooves everybody to get online and call, get online and contact them and get this booklet for a dollar. And I want to get it from my legislators. We only had a handful that had the spine to vote against that bill, you know, boycotting these companies that boycott Israel.
Right.
So, you know, in South Florida here, we really have a problem because the...
Sounds like you've got a lot of problems all over Florida, huh? Disney World and
you've got
it right there. Hollywood East and what they've done to Disney is just an abomination, but... You know, again, it's everywhere you are in this country today, you find the influence of that locust army, can I say, you know, stealing, grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
Yeah, they're determined. They're going to run everything.
Well, this is the whole world now is going to be following after, being led to follow after this new beast system, which is coming out of that city of Babylon, Jerusalem. And they'll all be kissing butt. And like Paul said at the beginning, you know, we are going to see them have to pay for their disobedience to their father. You know, I mean, they don't know who their father is, because if they continue, they're not going to know who they're in bed with the false Messiah. And guess what? It's going to be the big bad wolf, not Jesus. So it's going to be some house cleaning to do.
We're all Palestinians now, brother.
Paul, give the actual location of where the Freedom Palooza is being held, and I'm going to hang up.
Thank you. Thank you for your call.
Freedompalooza.com. Freedompalooza, PALOZA.com. We'll take you to the page. The address is along the right-hand side. It's Johnny Max. It's on the Delaware River where Rudy Levin meets.
Support Paul.
611.
Support Paul Tepetti. He's been a good friend of ours, and we have Art waiting in the wings, and he, too, has been a good stalwart for you right from the beginning. So thank you. Thank you again, Paul, and anytime you come on, all righty?
All right, brother. Hey, real quick, Art will be one of the final speakers at Freedom Palooza this year, so come out.
Excellent. Okay, brother, take care. Bye-bye now. God bless. All right. Well, it's about time now, I think, to bring Art on in Philly. And Art, are you there?
I am.
There you are. Hey, we missed you. I think it was, let's see, we didn't hear from you last week. You had business to attend to, and we had a great show with Dr. K and HMOs, BMOs, you know, all kinds of O's and GMOs and whatever you want to call it, NWOs. We talked about it, and just then, of course, we we were concluding on that note, and I cautioned against it, that we had just about seen enough of these psyops and so-called terrorist incidents involving Islam, and that maybe we're gonna have to wait for the big one. Well, you know, we know that that wasn't the case last Sunday, 666, June 6th. You know, it's like D-Day. The 6th of June was a human sacrifice of thousands and thousands of Americans and British, and just the beginning of the end sacrifice of that era. But here we are today talking about the magic of the Enchanter, you know, Hollywood, Orlando, Disney World, and then we have this so-called Gator episode, which I'm grateful that NoDisinfo.com picked up where I was thinking, how this is a distraction now, this fakery, a distraction from the Orlando Police Department, and how they've been corrupted by not only ADL and Bronfman Crime Syndicate, but now they've been totally corrupted, as other police departments have, by Homeland Security. You know, we've had a rough week, Art, and we're just seeing the beginning of the step-up campaign to disarm Americans. Who is behind gun control? Who wants our weapons and our Second Amendment? Any thoughts from you, Art?
Well, you could see it basically erupting in Congress this week, where they basically, by literally one vote, prevented the LGBT community from being able to set up a bill where any contractor in doing any federal business throughout the country would have been denied opportunity to do business with the government if they don't support the lesbian, gay, bisexual agenda, and also, you know, the bathrooms for anyone who calls themselves a transgender personality. So, I mean, by just one vote, that almost it was prevented from happening in Congress. I don't know if you saw that YouTube flick on that, but that's something very important to see how far this has erupted right into the halls of Congress. As we can see already from what Senator Fulbright said in the past, the U.S. Senate is already controlled by the influence of Israel, mm-hmm. way beyond what it should be. With respect to some of the local issues,
A lot's been going on in your neck of the woods in Philly.
Oh, quite a bit. Well, first of all, we're going to have the convention for Hitlery, as Jerry Salenti would say. You know, maybe she'll invite her best friend from the grave here and go over to see his institution there, Edgar Bruffman, and his National Holocaust Center right there at the Independence Mall, down, you know, almost a half a block away from where the Declaration of Independence was signed. Or we can go over and see none other than the Annenberg National Constitution Center set up by that Chicago Seneca gangster. Or we can actually just go on the other side of the mall, right across from the Holocaust Museum, and see the Federal Reserve Bank, whose chairman is none other, the Philadelphia chapter, is none other than Jim Nevels, who was the sponsor of this whole charter school fiasco, setting up the Philadelphia School Reform Commission with former Senator, former state governor Mark Swaker. So there is a lot going on here. It's unbelievable how corrupt it is. So the School Reform Commission just basically unilaterally said this week they made the decision that the schools shall have transgender bathrooms. No dialogue, no nothing. Just publish and say that's what we're doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, a School Reform Commission set up by organized crime through the Bucks County Republican Party that controls the state. Unbelievable how much corruption is going on here. On the other side of the river, over there in Camden, New Jersey, one of the biggest holders of charter schools in South Jersey is George Norcross, okay? And he's talking about all the benefits of how good an idea it is, let him control and run the public schools. So he'll bust up all the unions, destroy all the careers for the teachers, create third-party immigration out of control, teach the diversity and tolerance, and somehow he seems to not get prosecuted for murder. Okay. There was two of them. He was in a dispute over the Philadelphia media with Lou Katz. Basically, after winning the lawsuit, Lou Katz basically takes a plane, private jet plane, up to Hanscom Air Force Base, Boston, and it blows up. Okay,
he has an accident.
Just an accident. And then he was in the dispute again, I believe it was over the charter schools, with Joe Sheridan, who was the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Cooper Hospital Medical System. Mm-hmm. And the chairman is none other than George Norcross. So So after Sheridan was actually working with Governor Christie and some other people to basically create some opposition to what Norcross was doing, he's found in his house dead. And they have the district, you know, they have the prosecutor out of Mammoth County, New Jersey rule. It's basically a murder-suicide. Well, I just sent you a link, Sean, right on the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is run by the Annenberg Crime Answer. But that it showed, the investigation showed it's basically it was a murder. Okay? So who benefits from all this? It seems like
people know.
Yeah, it's like people think that, you know, the rub out, you know, going on with the Chicago Syndicate was, you know, over back in the days of Capone. It's going on right now. And we see it right here in front of our eyes in the Philadelphia area with the executives disappearing. Okay?
Big time.
Right. So, you know, it's like people listen to the media, and you're not going to get the true story there. But it's like, you know,
you're not going to get anything from the media now. I mean, it's just so wayward. The AP on the international scene is just, well, can we just say it's really a whore for the crime families, and they essentially just publish whatever it is they want us to know and then omit the most important thing. So, you know, we have a lot going on when here in the United States, as you say, with charter schools, there is a pushback, Art, as you know. I've sent you articles this week showing in the legislature there's been these quick maneuvers back and forth to deal with the funding levels of charters, because the budget now here in Rhode Island is $9 billion, $9 billion, with $3 billion coming from the federal government. Now you know how extortion works. And in the 1890s, the whole federal budget was $1 billion. And a little state this size of a shoestring is $9 billion. And the cutback has been, in some areas, though not fully, has been in this business of charter schools. So they're not happy. There's been a lot of editorializing about it. And no one in these, you know, these commentaries has told us just what kind of great progress has been made in these charter schools. That could not have been made in the public schools themselves. So, I mean, I say a pox on all their houses. I'm not carrying a brief for the union, for any of them. But the fact of the matter is that these tycoons have helped wreck the government schools, which they always supported. And then they come along and they offer some reform to reform the corruption of the public schools that they were responsible for. So, you know, they want to profit and skim the cream off the top of the cake, as well as the cake. It's amazing. It's no shame at all.
And it can't be any more obvious than if you look at the situation in the Philadelphia area schools with these charters and the School Reform Commission.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the guy who set up the School Reform Commission, Marswiker, his power broker, Jim Nevels, is now the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank. Bingo, right to the Rothschilds. Who gets the charter school deals? At Gore Chart Cyber School, run by K-12.com, run by Michael Milligan, convicted felon who works for Drexel, LeBron, Lambert, owned directly by the Rothschild banking interests. I mean, it's so obvious. If you just do what, you know, if you just do a little bit of critical thinking, you can see who it is. There's direct ties between that Rothschild banking interest in the Chicago Syndicate, and it's in our neighborhoods. It's in the school. If you have school busing going on in your neighborhood, or in your schools, and it isn't a local community-owned business or the schools itself, you can rest assured, for instance, in our area, this entire state, we have laid law now called First Student Busing.
That's right.
Right.
But, you know, the problem is, I don't mean to interrupt your train of thought, but I just wanted to interject. What about the Catholic, the parochial, the private schools that have contracted out with them? What about them? We don't hear much about how they're skimming from them as well.
Right. I know.
I mean, it's not just the public school monopoly, folks. They've got their hands, their dirty little fingers into every crevice of every pie they can get it into. You know, this is why I say, I keep telling people now, for all these years that I've been on this program, that all roads lead where? All roads lead to Jerusalem, and that is a fact. Who is it? Who is it that's in control, my friend? Just read Genesis 25 and 27. All right, we'll come back.
Okay.
Art in Philly's with us. We want to hear from you. Take your calls and some more news on Rick Adams Uncensored.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
All right, we're back now with Art in Philly. If you're on the line, we will get to you in just a moment. Art, there have been other things that you had obviously been looking at this week, a busy week all over the country, but Philadelphia, of course, there are many issues. You know, the most notable was the new so-called soda tax that's going to be imposed. I'm sure you have some comments on what is driving that.
Well, I'll send you the email, but on Philly.com, the driving force behind it is Michael Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm. Yes, from New York City, yep.
New York City. He's the major force behind it. The important thing I wanted to mention, since it's only a month to go, is the Libertarian Party in Pennsylvania is the largest third party in the entire country. One-third of the voters are here. Their website is lp.org/state/Pennsylvania. They're looking for people to sign petitions and actually go out there and get petitions signed. There's Roy Manette is the guy who's doing this. I'm looking for his phone number right now. And his phone number is area code 717. He's the vice president of the state level.
Libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Libertarian Party, 717-927-6188. And his email address is roy.minette@comcast.net. Okay?
Okay.
Gotta forgive him for using Comcast, but hey, I guess that's the way he communicates. But well, there's a way to, right, they're looking for signatures to get the candidates running here for the state. The most important one is to make sure that the Democratic candidate for the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, does not get in there. He basically expresses very hardcore Zionist agendas. And that would be the fixes in here in the state to let them get away with just about anything they want. We saw that, for instance, in another state, Louisiana, with Bobby Jindal there. He gave them, charter schools throughout the entire state, virtually bankrupt the entire state as a result of it. So this guy will want to affect government contracts and say anybody who, at a state level, who's working on a government contract is discriminatory if they don't support, foreign companies investing here. So they're trying to open up the floodgates for anybody to take any state contract away. So just like they're doing it with the charter schools at the school board level, they're working at the state level to take away all the state contracts from any local business in the state. It's important people to get out there and do something about it.
Sure. Well, and the best way, we've said, is withholding your money from as many of these businesses, services, corporations as you can, downsizing, getting out of debt. And you have to handle your affairs wisely. And unfortunately, I will say, though many are doing it, finally, they're listening to us, that many are still lackadaisical about it. They're sitting there, they have their investments, their portfolios, and they, what the heck, I might as well profit from the system. But in reality, you're actually feeding the system, the beast. So if you withdraw and others do likewise, no matter the number, you are affecting their ledger sheets. And this is why it's important and vital to pull the plug. Just pull the plug on this monster of as we call it, La Cosa Nostra, worldwide, particularly here in the United States. And the lies are just endless, we're talking about these false flag attacks leading up to a big media-driven frenzy, a hysteria to do something about guns that were not even used in just about every single case, though a few have been. And then we find out that the military and the Obama administration has been doing the very thing that he says he doesn't think you should have the right to do. So again, like the end of that Roman Empire, you have the endless arrogance, of rulers who are essentially, the creatures of the mob that controls them. And what is the mob? It's the mafia today. And you speak of Bloomberg and how he's pushing the agenda of taxes. He wants to take away your soda pop, which might be a good idea for many, but then he wants your bullets, he wants your guns, he wants your bank account, he wants it all. And I say, give it all to him. Let's give it to him.
Right,
he wants more ways than one.
Right, he wants tyranny. Did you talk about the Palestinian water issue?
Well, the Palestinian water issue, I'd like to have you talk about. I've been reading about it all week. This Netanyahu government is worse now than ever, and it does tie in to scripture. Yeah, all right, let's take the break. All right, take a break, come back, talk about that. You're on the line. We'll take your call, Mike and others, when we return. Rick Adams on Central.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back with Art in Philly today on the program. Art, you brought up the cutoff of water to tens of thousands of Palestinians on the West Bank and what these water supplies mean to them. And imagine you having your water shut off and you having no access to water, clean water, water of any kind except polluted water. And these nice little tolerant people who preach brotherhood and love and want to save us from terrorism are in fact terrorizing the Palestinians even more every day. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what you've seen?
Well, it was just from the information you gave me, just to clarify it, but it's as you said, they're cutting off the water supply to the West Bank to fight terrorism. So the idea is to basically commit genocide and a Holocaust against the people in the West Bank because they don't like them. Well, I think there's something called the Geneva Conventions, and it's so ridiculous to hear these people talk about people being Holocaust deniers when they're committing a Holocaust right now against women and children and families right there in the West Bank, you know.
And as we speak about the Holocaust, just this past week before the finishing touches were put on our state's budget and the adjourning of the legislature, they managed to push through in the education funding bill,
another provision that mandates the teaching of, you guessed it now, the Holocaust, as well as other genocides. And the way it was covered in the press was those other genocides include the Armenian genocide, they include the Cambodian genocide, and maybe a couple of others, but I did not note there will be a teaching of the Palestinian genocide, or, for that matter, dating back to World War II, the German Holocaust or the French Holocaust, the European, particularly Eastern European nations, Hungary and Poland, Czechoslovakia, the Baltic Republic. None of that seems to be really given any, shall we say, attention, but primarily it's all about that agenda of the mafia in the schools. Now, I mean, I've always thought they had that in the schools, but now they want to make it official that they must teach it and they must include it in either junior high or high school levels. Now, the State Department of Education will, of course, prepare all the appropriate quote-unquote materials that will be used. And I say, you know, it's time for some of the parents, and I'm not a parent, but if I were, I'd be objecting. I'd be objecting now as a taxpayer. I want to know what is being taught, how it's being taught, who is teaching it, where the materials are coming from. And this is not just unique to my state. This is in every single state and school departments throughout the country, Art.
Well, it's coming from Bloomberg's McGraw-Hill Publications. That's where most of the books come from. So it's Michael Bloomberg and his boys teaching your kids, the kids, to, you know, this viewpoint of a Holocaust. I wish that personally, and this is something why I went this way and how it came about in part, I wish that I had an accurate viewpoint of American history since Andrew Jackson going up to the present day. I have it now, but going to school, they didn't teach anything, and it was really frustrating. You listen to what they tell you, and you look at the reality in front of you, and they were absolutely opposite as night and day. And I hope the kids are smart enough to be able to do some critical thinking to see what's reality in front of them.
Well, you know, were this maybe 10, 15 years or more than that ago, that would be a concern. But nowadays, they've so dumbed down the kids and the classroom that most of them are not even interested in knowing anything about history. They scoff it off and laugh. But for those who do want to know, we do thank God that we have this World Wide Web so far. And we have children and kids that go on. And they do research on their own. So they are finding out things that they're not supposed to be finding out. And that's why you may have noticed this past week also that the controversy over Mein Kampf erupted once again, with in Europe it being published again by a newspaper in Italy. The family supposedly tied into the Berlusconi family in Italy. And they said that they certainly wanted to make people aware of the past and of Hitler's views and all that, as long as it was an annotated version of that book, that treatise, Mein Kampf. Now, in Germany, it is still legal to sell Mein Kampf today, provided, Art, it is the annotated version. In other words, the cleansed, sanitized version, which is highly, highly annotated by, you guessed it, the same crowd that wants to correct all of the things that they feel were incorrect in the book and add their footnotes. So it, in a sense, it really is another example of a libretto of propaganda. You know, you talk about whatever you think of Mein Kampf. I mean, here we have the overseers telling us that they must tell us what is good and what is bad. And, of course, all of it is bad as far as they're concerned. So, I mean, it's sort of like in your face, again, telling you you're too dumb to research on your own. But we have our ways of showing you the truth. I mean, what could be worse, you know?
Right.
More arrogant.
Well, I basically see this country, you know, going down the road of tyranny. And unfortunately, Germany was, you know, a dictatorship under the Nazi regime. Berlusconi has direct ties to the Italian mafia. So, I mean, my viewpoint is I'd rather go, like you said earlier in the show, is going to the history of the American history, like with Patrick Henry going all the way up through the Revolutionary War and see what those people were thinking, because some of those ideas they presented there are some of the, you know, some of the best ideas that I've seen throughout history, to be honest.
Right, 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 right. You know, John Locke and, you know, we think of men like Frederick Bastiat and others with input to America, but we think of Americans, John Randolph, Roanoke, you know, and characters like that in my state, Isaac Hopkins, and, you know, those who were the people who understood that we didn't want to be like they were in Europe. They wanted colonies that were independent, self-governing, and they didn't want anything to do with their wars, and that was the whole point. So along comes the Rothschild regime with the CFR and the Bankster gangsters and the ADL, the Bronfman crime families in the 1913 era. Their forerunners were active pursuing all of this minutiae of corrupting America's foreign policy of neutrality. Oh, no, we must never be isolationists. We must be world reformers. And what was his name? Wilson? Didn't he use the term crusade in the overseas markets of policies that we should lead the nations of the world in democracy, for instance? He used those terms, you see. And nowhere in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or any of those are any of those ideas expressed. It was just the opposite. So they were throwing the Constitution upside down, and they were saying America is going to be a land of tyranny. Like you said, I mean, the tyranny was to supplant the freedom of men like Roger Williams and men like Patrick Henry. You're right.
Right. So if you look at Hillary, during the 8 years as First Lady, Edgar Bronfman Sr. was her best friend while in office.
Yes.
Would have done a Medal of Freedom. And we want a woman who basically admires a Chicago syndicate gangster like Al Capone running this country? I mean, if people don't have enough common sense and critical thinking to see what they're doing, then they deserve the tyranny that they're putting upon themselves. But yes, for the rest of us, I would say it's time to, you know, say enough is enough. That's all.
Give me liberty or you got that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't give me debt. Give me death. You know, that's what that's what we have to, again, if you want history, look at real history and the history of our nation. All right, I'm sorry to those of you on the line. Let me see if we can grab a couple here now. And we do have, I believe we have from South Carolina, Mike. Come on up, Mike.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, Art?
Good, good. Thank you.
I have a couple things to pass on to each one of you. There was some information on AOL News this morning, Art, that apparently in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, there's a man by the name of Kaplan that's been involved in some Amish children that are being given to him so that the Amish can save their farms. Now, I don't know how much truth is that, but apparently anywhere from 6 months to 14 years, there's about a dozen girls that are involved in this, and you might want to look at the news on AOL, okay?
Yeah, well, it's also in the local news I saw today. Bucks County.
There you go, okay. This is... Yeah, this is out of control. And the Amish are being blackmailed to keep their farm. It's time to just get this thing taken care of and find out who's behind it. I'd like to find out by next week who's directly behind it and maybe do something about it. the other thing I want to pass on to Rick and to all your listeners is that on NPR, the news came out a couple of days ago that there was a man in Germany, in Munich, I believe, a 94-year-old man,
yes,
Reinhard Heinz,
right,
found guilty of being a 2-year camp guard for one labor.
Mm-hmm.
He got 5 years for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my suggestion to the judge who involved himself in that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
This judge should be charged, let's say, $6 million given to the Reinhardt family for crimes against humanity. These Jews have got to be stopped for this nonsense. And I'll tell you something else to the judge. You better watch your back, Bubba, because you're going to be made an example if you don't stop this nonsense.
Well, I know your feeling. I feel your angst. And, you know, all we can say is all of this is coming to an end very shortly. And when the light of truth comes and the sword comes to cut them down, there'll be a lot of people having a lot of tears for all of their lies and all of their hate and all of their warmongering. You know, it's going to come to an end, Mike. Be thankful that justice will prevail in the end for all of those victims of the German People's Holocaust and all of those in Europe that were killed off. You know, Paul said it earlier, about two-thirds the last century of the Adamic white peoples were killing each other and being killed by these vile ones, the sons of the wicked one. So
the only way we can get America back, Rick, is to get Israel out of America. And I don't care what cost it takes. They need to be neutralized and neutered, and they need to be... Don't send them out to another country. Just put them in a corral, let them breed themselves off this planet, or turn them into Soylent Green fertilizer. Enough's enough.
All right. I like that analogy. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for your call. Take care now. All right, keep the faith. Let's talk to, I believe it's Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Rick. Hey, how's it going, Art?
Good.
Of course, Art always does. Goes into excruciating detail. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Art is very aware. It doesn't matter, Art. You can present all this information to people on a silver platter. If they don't want to see it, they have to have eyes to see. Ears to hear. I can't help but think, Rick, you know, a lot of times that, of course, you know, you got to go to the scriptures to understand this, but that whole thing with the blessing and the curse, you know, stands out in my mind a lot, and it very much applies to today, the curse, you know,
yes,
that we're under. Do you mind if I just read a couple of verses? They're in, and I identify so much with it, I'm sure it, that Art would identify with this. It's in Deuteronomy 28:32
yes,
and 33.
Go ahead. Read
your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes shall look on and yearn for them continually, but they shall be nothing. A people whom you do not now know shall eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors, and you shall never be anything but oppressed and crushed continually, and you shall be driven mad by the sight of what you see. And there's a madness for me. I mean, it just drives you mad. And like you said, I mean, every single finger is in every single pie.
Mm-hmm.
Short comments, because I know there's other people. The other guy came in and before me and already mentioned that. You know, being pushed off to the news, besides the Orlando thing, bam, today we get hit with Reinhold Hanning being convicted, you know, a 94-year-old guard being convicted for the Holocaust. And when you look into these trials and see, I mean, they absolutely, the way the law, before they even set up, the laws are set up in these trials, that to defend yourself, you're totally handicapped. You're totally...
Well, they're kangaroo courtroom
totally
trials.
Kangaroo.
But they are, yeah.
And, oh golly, one other thing, oh quick, do you know that, again, there's just, you know, you guys are just bringing floods of information, and I can come in with stuff I've underseen, and, you know, to back all it up. The mayor of, this is a one of these guest questions, Rick, where you don't get three guesses, you get one guess. But I know even if you don't get the answer right, you're going to be red hot. They recently elected a new mayor of London, right? His name is Siddiqui Khan. He's Muslim.
Yes.
Okay. Rick is so bad. You know what his first official act as mayor was? Take a guess. I knew you were going to be super close. If not, you hit it right on the first time, Rick.
Well, I know he mandated Holocaust education in all of the government schools in London.
Okay, so what was his first official... It was in a visit. His first official visit.
He went to the Holocaust Museum, I think, wasn't it?
You're right over the target, Rick. Very first official visit was to...
He paid tribute.
His official act was to go to the Holocaust Museum.
Right. Yeah. I'm well aware of all of these things. And again, what they're doing is bowing the knee, kissing the feet of the beast system. They're proving the point that Scripture makes, aren't they, huh, Terry?
The leaven, the snare, the locust, the tear. They're just making write a poem about it. I mean, all those things are identifying those people.
Yep. That's it. That's what Scripture's all about. Now you know why art they don't want it taught in the government schools, why they took prayer and Bible reading out, because some of these kids might have found out who the real enemy was. They read Genesis.
As in Shemp versus the Abington School District, which is where Ashton Carter went to school.
Yes.
Okay,
which
can
is
I
where
ask,
they took prayer out. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. That's the one.
Can I ask Art a quick question?
Sure.
Going back to that, you know, the in Deuteronomy 28 about, you know, the blessing and the curse, you know, how it says that it will drive you, it just drives you mad. It's got me driving mad. Don't you just get driven mad by this sometimes, Art?
No. Basically, it's if you read Sun Tzu, The Art of War, part of you know, fighting means you got to know your enemy, what they do.
Well, I've gone beyond that point with the peace and the knowledge of Christ in my heart, Terry, that it no longer bothers, but I actually make them receive the curses, and by turning the tables on them, and I do it all the time, and I know that they have chewed off a few fingernails in trying to watch us and seeing what we have in store for them on television and radio. So I'm having a good time now, right now, because I know justice will prevail. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Bill in Wisconsin. Don't worry, Bill, we'll have you up next. Art in Philly, Rick in Providence, and we're here in Texas, all over the world. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, we're back, folks. excuse me. You know, all this talk about La Cosa Nostra and terror and all of that, going back to 9/11, you know, it's interesting to note the people who were killed off in that hit on America from Israel and the Pentagon. You know, I had watched a film a few weeks ago. It was a made-for-TV movie, and it was The Prince of Central Park. And who was in it? An actor by the name of T.J. Hargrave, who was appeared in some of the shows in the 80s, and he was just 39, 40 years old. He was one of those, Art, that was killed in the collapse or the bringing down of the towers. He was working for one of the companies there, and he was one of the sacrificial goy, you know, and a shame, a very shameful thing. You know, he was a little boy in the Central Park movie. Just a side note, folks. Also, if you look up on YouTube, my channel, join it, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, the TV show. We have the young fellows, a couple of them out of the group of them, appearing on a couple of special shows on YouTube now, part one and part two of Matt and Ricky, who did not appear on the radio show, but they're all up there on the set doing TV talk about this whole New World Order, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Join us on my channel. Subscribe. Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. Okay, let's bring up another call here. Terry gave us some good food to think of. Any other comments on what Terry said about the mayor of London? Art, did you have any comments?
No, I think you guys covered it. Let's go on.
Okay, all right. Let's take Bill in Wisconsin, our last call. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hello, Rick and Art. Glad to hear you, Art. You missed one genocide, and that is the unborn.
Yes.
Over 50 million
yes.
have been killed in this country without the opportunity of enjoying life, growing up, doing whatever they could to further our country and further mankind. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I'd like to mention, Art is talking about the Libertarian Party, and while on the state level it may be a good thing, especially to get that shyster out of there, but, you know, on a national level, especially now, I think there's an agenda afoot with Governor Gary Johnson mm-hmm. and his running mate, especially his running mate.
Yes, I agree,
that
William Weld.
William Weld, mm-hmm. okay? And I brought out the fact that the Council on Foreign Relations had issued a task force study in the year 2005 called Building the North American Community. Under that task force study, you know, our border's gone and everything else. They'll meld the military, the judicial system, the economic system. Well, as I pointed out before, Heidi Cruz, Ted Cruz's wife, served on that task force, was totally in favor of it. Now she's working for Goldman Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
But the co-chair of that committee and that task force was William Weld.
Yes, he was. He was a terrible governor of Massachusetts, and he promoted the sex education racket in the schools, the homosexual agenda, and ties, very close ties with Israel. So you're right, Bill. Thank you for those comments and updates. Thank you very much. We're out of time, Art. NoPlaceForCorruption.com is Art's website. Any closing comments, Art?
No, I think he was right, and I thank him for that information.
Thank you for joining us, Art. We hope to talk to you again next week, God willing. Thank you all. All right, folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams Uncensored, YouTube channel, you know, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. My email, rick458 at cox.net. All right, goodbye, folks. See you next week, God willing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.